Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss conceit. So what is a conceit? Now a conceit can broadly be defined as a figure of speech which tries to establish a striking parallel between two very different and dissimilar things or situations. Normally what we do is we compare similar kind of things, use analogies. But in a conceit, the analogy is between very dissimilar things. And this kind of parallel is said to be very ingenious. Now, what does ingenious mean? Something which is skillful and something which seems to be new. So this is what broadly a conceit is. There are two types of conceits. One is the metaphysical conceit, which everybody knows about, John Donne's and the metaphysical poetry. The second is Petrarchan conceit. Now, in a metaphysical conceit, there is an analogy or comparison between one entity's spiritual qualities and an object in the physical world. For example, if we consider John Donne's poem, A Valediction Forbidding Morning, this poem. Now, in this, John Donne compares two lovers as the points of a compass, means the souls of two lovers to a compass. The compass, which is an instrument. Now, compass is generally used in geometry, those people who study mathematics or in geography. So, John Donne compares two lovers to the two hands of a compass. I'll read out the poem, few lines from the poem. Quote, if they be two, they are two so, as stiff twin compasses are two, thy soul the fixed foot makes no show to move, but doth if the other do. And though it in the center sit, yet when the other far doth roam, it leans and hearkens after it, and grows erect as that comes home. And then there is another poem of John Donne called To His Mistress Going to Bed. Now, this is the title of the poem. And in this poem, John Donne compares his beloved to the newly discovered continent of America. Now, and he says, quote, O my America, my new found land, my kingdom safeliest when with one man manned, my mine of precious stones, my empire, how blessed am I in this discovering thee, unquote. So this is the comparison. He is comparing his beloved to America, his newfound land. And then in the modern era, there is a famous poem of T.S. Eliot called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. This is the name of his famous poem, in which he compares an evening to a patient etherized upon a table. So this is the comparison. Comparing an evening time to a patient etherized upon a table. So this is also an example of conceit. Now, uske baad hai Petrarchan conceit. Now, Petrarchan conceit generally sonnets mein use kiya jata hai. And, what happens in this is that there is a very hyperbolic kind of comparison between the lady love or the beloved with some physical object outside. If, for example, agar Edmund Spencer's Epithalamion hai, his poem Epithalamion, in which he celebrates his wedding, apni shaadi ko celebrate karne ke liye likha tha Spencer ne. So, some of the descriptions can be said to be an example of Petrarchan conceit. For example, he compares the eyes of his beloved to sapphires shining bright. Now, sapphire kaise kehte hain? Sapphire is basically a gem, a very colorful gem. That is what a sapphire is. So, he's comparing the eyes of his beloved to sapphires that are shining bright. Then, he compares the cheeks of his beloved to apples, which the sun hath rudded. Then, he compares the lips of the beloved to cherries charming meant to bite. Okay, he says that her lips are like cherries, charming meant to bite. So, this is an example of Petrarchan conceit. So, in a way, these are very hyperbolic comparisons, very exaggerated.